All right, so you ready for this? It's like the NBA offseason is kind of like, you know, when you show up at your class reunion and you're sizing everyone up, right?
Yeah.
Like, who went through that crazy transformation? Who's rocking the glow up? And then, well, there's those who, you know, maybe peaked a little early back in high school.
True. Yeah.
And with this NBA offseason, let me tell you, some teams are practically unrecognizable after this whole roster shuffle.
Yeah, the rumor mill, it was out of control this year. Some of those trades and signings, jaw-dropping for sure.
And look, we're not just going to sit here and rehash the Paul George to Philly kind of headlines, right?
Right.
We're going deeper than that, way beyond those big flashy moves, to uncover those under-the-radar transactions. You know, those ones that often make or break a team's entire season?
The sneaky moves.
Exactly. And to help us navigate this whole labyrinth of player movement, we've got what's it called?
2024 NBA offseason grades. Player movement, I think.
Yeah, that's the one. It really breaks down each team's ins and outs, super detailed stuff.
Oh, and of course, it wouldn't be a proper offseason analysis without Sam Quinn's
Oh, this report card.
yeah,
Yeah.
his report card for the GMs.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Always good for a laugh, or you know, sometimes he's like, oof, did he really just say that?
He doesn't hold back, that's for sure.
Not at all.
So we're not going to bore you with like a play-by-play of every single little thing that happened. All right.
All right.
We're going to focus on the teams and the moves that everyone's talking about, the ones causing all the debate.
Let's get into it. All right, so first up, let's head east. Big question on everyone's mind. Is this finally the year the Eastern Conference reigns supreme? The Knicks certainly seem to think they've got a shot. I mean, they went all in trading for Karl-Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges, too.
Yeah, the Knicks, they definitely made some noise this offseason. And it wasn't just about adding star power, though they definitely did that, but they addressed some key weaknesses they had. Towns, he's basically a walking double-double, can stretch the floor, and Bridges, lockdown defender, and he can shoot the lights out too.
It's true, and it seems Sam Quinn's a fan of their boldness, I guess you could say. He gave him an A minus for their high-risk, high-reward strategy. But you know how it goes sometimes. Too many cooks in the kitchen.
Absolutely. Chemistry, that's going to be something to watch.
Right, exactly. Can they make all those pieces fit? Now, on the flip side, you've got the Celtics. They had a much quieter offseason, at least on paper, focused on locking down their core Tatum White with those big contract
Yep,
extensions.
and Quinn gave them a solid B plus for that. He's all about that continuity, that chemistry.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's just as valuable as shaking things up.
It's like two totally different approaches, you know?
Sure.
The Knicks, they're all about that star power, right? Hoping those big names translate into W Celtics. They're betting on their system, the chemistry they've built. It'll be interesting to see which strategy wins out.
The classic debate: build around a superstar or cultivate a team identity.
Exactly. And we get to see it play out right in front of us in the East. Can't forget about the West, though. Always good for some drama. But there's one team in particular that's got me scratching my head, the Lakers. I mean, LeBron's back, that's always must watch. But some of their other moves, or lack thereof, I should say, I don't know, I'm not seeing that championship DNA just yet.
Yeah, Quinn's not sold either. Gave him a D, actually.
Yeah.
He's questioning whether they're overestimating internal growth and if they've actually done enough to challenge for a title.
I mean, LeBron can only defy Father Time for so long. To be real contenders, they need more than just his veteran presence.
For sure, they're in a tough spot, got LeBron's experience, but they're missing that supporting cast that can really help them make a deep playoff run. Feels like they're either hoping for a young player to have a breakout season or banking on some mid-season trades because, as it stands, it's tough to see him keeping up with the top dogs.
Now, speaking of teams facing a little uncertainty in the West, you've got the Nuggets fresh off their championship win, but they lost some key pieces like Caldwell Pope, and now they're putting a lot of faith in Russell Westbrook. I mean, the guy's a walking triple-double, but can he mesh with Jokic and their system?
It's a gamble, that's for sure.
Quinn seems to think so too, gave him a D grade as well. What do you think? Another head scratcher, or could it be a stroke of genius?
Honestly, it could go either way. The Nuggets, they're banking on Westbrook's raw talent, hoping that championship culture can bring out his strengths and kind of minimize the weaknesses. High risk, high reward for sure.
So we're sensing a theme here because it feels like this offseason, a lot of teams were willing to roll the dice, either going all in or putting a lot of faith in a wild card.
Definitely. This league, it's always changing, always evolving.
And these teams, they're scrambling, trying to adapt, trying to find that winning formula.
Okay, before we jump into some of the individual player moves that really caught our eye, let's shift gears for a second and talk about this whole Chris Paul situation. Gets waived by the Warriors, and then out of nowhere, he signs with the Spurs.
I know, right? Everyone was doing a double take on that one.
Mm, right. I mean, the Spurs, they're young, they're rebuilding, and Chris Paul, well, let's just say he's seen a lot of off seasons. What's the strategy here?
Yeah, it's, I mean, on the surface, it's definitely a head scratcher, but Sam Quinn seems to think there's a method to the madness, I guess.
Really?
Yeah. He gave the Spurs an A for their offseason moves.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's arguing that, like, Paul's leadership and his basketball IQ could be huge for a young team, you know, trying to find their identity.
So it's not even necessarily about, like, what he does on the court, but what he brings to the locker room to practice that veteran presence. I never even thought about that.
You see, I think of him as, like, a mentor.
Yeah.
You know, a coach on the floor.
Right.
He can teach those young guys how to read the game, how to make smart decisions when the pressure's on, all that, like, intangible stuff that can really elevate a team.
Yeah, those veteran players, they've seen it all.
Right? Yeah.
They know what it takes to win.
Absolutely. And while we're talking about players finding new homes, we got to talk about James Wiseman.
Oh, yeah.
Former number two pick. He's been on a bit of a journey, man. A few different teams already.
He has.
And now he's landed with the Pacers. What do you think? Is this his chance to finally, you know, live up to the hype?
Man, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Wiseman's got the talent. No doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
Could be a monster in the paint, and the Pacers, they got some exciting young pieces. But can he find consistency? Will he thrive in their system? That's a big if.
Yeah, it's a gamble for both sides. If he puts it all together, he could be that missing piece they need to make a real playoff push. But if he doesn't, you know, take that next step in his development, he might become another one of those what-if stories.
Right, a cautionary tale.
Exactly.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here. The Knicks making moves, the Lakers leaving us scratching our heads, veteran shakeups galore. What's the overarching theme here? What are you seeing big picture from all this player movement?
Well, one thing that really jumps out at me is the Eastern Conference. They are on the rise, man.
Yeah.
Teams like the Knicks, the Cavs, they're not messing around. They're coming for the Celtics, the Bucks. They want that Eastern Conference crown, and it's going to be a dogfight.
So you're saying the West is looking a little less dominant than usual?
I think there are more question marks in the West this year, for sure. The Grizzlies are still trying to figure things out. The Warriors are adjusting to life without Draymond. And the Clippers are, well, the Clippers.
Always a wild card, those Clippers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Another key takeaway, I think, is the emphasis on shooting.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like every other move involved a guy known for his three-point stroke. The league's all about that perimeter play now, and teams are building their rosters accordingly.
It's a three-point revolution out there.
It really is. And lastly, I'd say we're seeing a fascinating dynamic play out between, you know, veteran experience versus young potential.
Oh, yeah. How so?
You got teams like the Spurs banking on those seasoned vets to mentor their young core, and then you got teams like the Thunder who are like, all right, let's hit the reset button, full rebuild mode. We trust our young guys to figure it out.
It's like two completely different philosophies, you know, two different approaches to building a championship team. Yeah, it's like two completely different roads, but they both could lead you to that same destination, I guess. It'll be interesting to see which path ends up working out better in the end.
And, you know, it's so easy to get caught up in all the off-season hype.
Oh, totally.
The grades,
yeah.
The predictions.
Everyone's an expert this time of year.
I know, right? But at the end of the day, the game's played on the court. Not on paper.
That's the truth right there. Sam Quinn's report card, it's a good starting point, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But so much can change once the season actually starts. Chemistry, coaching, injuries, you can't predict that stuff.
Right. You could have a team that looks completely lost on paper, then they go out and they catch fire.
Happens all the time. Or a team with a supposed A-plus offseason could totally fall flat.
Yep. The beauty of the NBA. It's unpredictable, man. You never really know what you're going to get.
And that's part of what makes it so fun to watch.
Exactly.
All right. So as we wrap up our deep dive into this whirlwind of an offseason, I want to leave you with this.
Mm-hmm.
What has you most intrigued? Which team's strategy has you like buzzing with anticipation? Are you fired up to see if the Knicks can pull it off? Think the Lakers are going to regret playing it safe? Will Chris Paul turn back the clock in San Antonio? These are the questions that will be keeping us up at night for the next few months. So debate it with your friends, put some money on it, and most importantly, just enjoy the ride because the NBA is back, baby, and it's anybody's game.